The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, May 28th. We'll explain what's in President Biden's first budget proposal. He's expected to lay it all out today, and it's got some big numbers causing controversy already. Also, police officers in Washington state were just charged with murder, what happened in the case more than a year ago. Plus, where there are multi-million dollar lotteries for getting vaccinated, get ready for the largest sporting event since the pandemic started, and a few things to do and watch on this year's Memorial Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Biden is expected to lay out the first budget proposal of his presidency. Keep in mind, this is just a request that presidents typically make as a way to lay out their priorities for the next year. Then it's up to Congress to turn the proposal into a reality or come up with a new plan. Well, Biden's request will apparently be historically big. Several news outlets cite sources who say it'll be worth $6 trillion overall. And the president won't stop there. Biden apparently wants spending to go up to more than $8 trillion in the next decade. The New York Times says that would push federal spending to its highest uninterrupted level since World War II. As far as what's included, a lot of it will probably sound familiar, since it includes some of the same things Biden outlined in his other two economic proposals. Remember, there's the American Families Plan that includes new spending on childcare, healthcare, education, and family leave. There's also his infrastructure package. That includes new spending on roads, internet access, water systems, and more. So today, he's expected to wrap them into a single proposal, mixed into the rest of the federal budget. That includes things like Social Security and Medicare and a boost in military spending. To pay for all this, Biden also wants to bring more money in, mostly with higher taxes on the richest Americans and corporations. Well, even that won't be enough right away, and if his budget were to be put in place, the nation's debt would rise to the highest level ever. Still, the president says now is the time to do this, given historically low interest rates, and many Democrats in Congress have said all of Biden's proposals are necessary to keep the U.S. competitive on the world stage. But many Republicans say all this extra spending is going to damage the economy and leave younger Americans with a crushing burden of debt. Lawmakers have until October to decide on government spending. Three police officers are now charged in the death of a black man who died more than a year ago. Manuel Ellis died in custody back in March of 2020. It all started when Ellis was walking home from a 7-Eleven in Tacoma, Washington. The officers were in the area, and they say they saw Ellis hassling someone in a passing car. What happened next is unclear, though. Officers say Ellis punched the window of their police cruiser and attacked them as they got out. However, two witnesses say Ellis never got violent and police just started beating him. Court documents say they have cell phone video to back that up, too. Well, somehow, Ellis ended up on the ground. Officers also used a stun gun on him, hogtied him, and put a spit hood over his face. And one officer is accused of putting both his knees on Ellis's back. He died there on the street. Ever since this happened, the officers have been on paid leave. Now, two are charged with murder, and a third is charged with manslaughter. Ellis's family welcomed the new charges, but called for more work to overhaul the criminal justice system. On the other hand, the Tacoma Police Union says the officers are victims of a politically motivated witch hunt by the state's attorney general. The officers' first court hearings are set for today. If convicted, they could face up to life in prison. Several thousands of people are now scrambling to get away from one of the world's most dangerous volcanoes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mount Nyiragongo first erupted a few days ago, killing more than 24 people and destroying several communities. Now, scientists and local authorities say it could erupt again soon, so they ordered as many as 1 million people to evacuate, and tens of thousands of people have been listening already. They're jamming highways, crowding boats, and setting out on foot, trying to get away before it's too late. Officials say the next eruption could happen at any moment. Even though the COVID-19 pandemic is easing here in the U.S., that's still not the case for much of the world. In fact, USA Today analyzed data from Johns Hopkins University and found the number of new infections reported in the first few months of 2021 is actually higher than the number of cases reported in all of 2020. That's driven largely by big outbreaks this year in both India and Brazil. But smaller Asian countries like Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand are also seeing much bigger numbers now than they did in 2020. Overall, since the start of the pandemic, the U.S. has reported more cases and deaths than anyone else. But that is expected to change soon, since here, the number of new cases reported daily is down more than 92% from the peak in January. The daily death toll is way down, too. Health experts say that's because the U.S. has vaccinated more people than most other countries. Now that COVID-19 vaccinations have slowed a little in the U.S., more and more states are trying out vaccine lotteries. Basically, this means people who get their vaccines are in the running for huge prizes. And California just announced the largest jackpot yet. 10 Californians will get $1.5 million each. Anyone 12 and older who has gotten at least one shot will be automatically entered into a drawing, and the state will announce the winners next month. But California certainly isn't the only one trying out this tactic. Other vaccine lotteries have been going on already in states like Maryland, New York, Ohio, Oregon, and more. In fact, just this week, a 22-year-old woman in Ohio learned she won $1 million. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to tell us about Stamps.com.
Let's be real. Going to the post office is not really how many of us want to spend our time. I know I've taken way too long to mail something out just because I felt I never had the time or energy to go wait in line at the post office. Well, good news, we don't have to do that anymore. Instead, join me in conveniently mailing and shipping anytime, anywhere, right from your home computer, thanks to Stamps.com. Send letters, ship packages. Once your mail is ready, you simply schedule a pickup or drop off. It's super simple. And you can actually get discounted rates from both USPS, UPS, and more. We're talking up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. And there's no risk. With our promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in NEWSWORTHY. That's stamps.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Remember the cyber attack that caused the shutdown of a major U.S. pipeline and ultimately led to panic buying at the pump and a shortage on gas? Well, that attack on the Colonial Pipeline a few weeks ago has now prompted a new, first-of-its-kind rule. The U.S. government will now require all companies that operate pipelines to alert the government within 12 hours if they're hit with a cyber attack. They also must review their systems for vulnerabilities and come up with a plan to fix any. Until now, these companies were told to report breaches, but it was just voluntary, and they didn't always follow through. Earlier this month, Colonial Pipeline had alerted the FBI, but waited several days to give the info to the Department of Homeland Security, and still didn't mention it had already paid a multi-million-dollar ransom to the hackers. On top of this new government order, The Washington Post reports more rules for pipeline operators could be coming in the weeks ahead. And Politico says Congress is also thinking about similar requirements for all companies that operate critical infrastructure or provide key technology around the country. The Indianapolis 500 is set to become the largest sporting event since the pandemic started, and it's happening this Sunday. 135,000 fans are expected, though this weekend, that sold-out crowd will actually mean only about 40% of the venue's capacity. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the largest sports venue in the world. This year, fans will be spread out, and they'll still be required to wear masks when they're not eating or drinking. Race organizers say they worked with the local county health department to come up with plans. Organizers also work to get as many fans as possible vaccinated beforehand. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway has been hosting vaccination clinics at the stadium. But even if you aren't going in person, you can watch the Indy 500 on NBC starting at 11 a.m. Sunday. Streaming channels will be happy to hear the latest announcement from the Academy Awards. For the second year in a row, films that skipped a typical movie theater debut and went straight to video on demand will still be eligible for an Oscar. The Academy said it's because the industry is still impacted by the pandemic, with many movie theaters across the U.S. just reopening in recent months and some with limited capacity. At least for now, only films that had originally planned to be released in theaters are eligible, so no made-for-TV movies allowed. Also of note, the date for next year's Oscars has been pushed back a month. The awards ceremony is now set for March 27th, 2022. Monday is Memorial Day. It's a time to remember the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military and honor their sacrifice. Some local in-person events may return this year, but there will be plenty of virtual options too. The National Memorial Day concert will be pre-taped once again because of COVID restrictions. It has an all-star lineup for performances and tributes. It'll air Sunday evening on PBS stations across the country and be streamed online. Also on Monday, there's what's known as the National Moment of Remembrance. Americans are asked to pause for a minute of silence at 3 p.m. local time. And while Memorial Day specifically honors America's fallen heroes, many restaurants, coffee shops, and more are still offering deals and freebies to all members and veterans of the military this weekend. And of course, get ready for all those Memorial Day discounts and sales at retail stores. Memorial Day is also known as the unofficial start to summer and a time to travel or get together with friends and family. But this year, the CDC is still urging caution, especially for those who have not yet been vaccinated against COVID-19. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Feel Good Friday. After spending a decade in prison for drug trafficking, a New York City man got back on his feet in the real world thanks to fitness. And now he's helping other ex-convicts do the same. Hector Guadalupe got certified as a personal trainer while in prison. And when he got out, he struggled to find a job at a gym because of his criminal background. But once he finally got an opportunity, he worked without a day off for 4 years. Now he runs a free 8-week program for formerly incarcerated men and women, preparing them for the certification exam to become a personal trainer. And it's intense. They learn things like anatomy and bone structure, along with how to be an effective coach. They also get a free tablet, software classes, a $1,300 stipend, and assistance finding a job. And of course, they all offer each other much-needed support beyond the gym and their careers, too. Since the program started 5 years ago, more than 200 people have passed the exam, and less than 1% have reoffended. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Tuesday after Memorial Day. Until then, have a great day.